Yeah, if your neighbor starts falling asleep, use that fork and poke him. Yeah, I like that idea. In fact, I might give a fork out every time I preach. Yeah. And we finished two sermons on hell. And of course, the goal of those was that you would make sure that you never go there.
当然他的目的是要确保大家知道自己不会去那个地方。
But now we're going to do two sermons on heaven.
那现在呢，我们要讲两堂关于天堂的信息。
And of course, the purpose of these two is to make sure you're going there without a doubt.
那讲这两篇信息的目的呢，是希望你确实知道，你毫无疑问的将来会去那个地方。
Because you can know for sure without a doubt if you're going to heaven.
因为你可以毫无疑问的知道，你可以去到天堂。
Right? The Bible says these things are written that you might know that you have eternal life.
圣经说这些事情写下来。
Okay, and hopefully you'll be excited about going.
我也希望大家能够去天堂感到非常的兴奋。
As we learn more of the truth of what heaven is really like.
让我们学习更多关于天堂的真理。
So let's pray.
让我们先祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for revealing the truth of eternity to us.
天父，我们感谢你将永恒的真理启示给我们。
Thank you for your word.
感谢你的话语。
And Lord, you tell us so much of the unbelievable wonders of heaven. Lord, we know a lot of people aren't very excited about going there. Because they have wrong ideas about what heaven is really like. So we pray, Lord, that from your word we'll really understand the truth of what heaven is like.
求求你借着你的话语，知道我们真正天堂是什么样子。
And that we'll be excited about going there.
那对于我们新的人来说，会非常兴奋的要去那个地方。
And that the hope of going to heaven will cause us to live for your glory.
而盼望进到天堂，能够使我们愿意为你的荣耀而活。
So we ask that your Holy Spirit would come now.
我们求主的圣灵现在来到我们当中，
and guide us into your truth.
引导我们进入你的真理。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now you do have notes, and there's a lot of scriptures that you need to study on your own.
在你的讲义当中有许多的经文，希望你自己去查考。
Right, there is so much about heaven that you're going to have to do some of your own study.
好，关于天堂有许多的经文，你需要自己去研究。
Because in heaven we experience eternal hope, peace, purpose, and love.
在天堂，我们会经历永恒的盼望、平安、目的与爱。
Jesus gives us what no other religion can, or what no religion can.
耶稣基督赐给我们的是其他宗教或信仰没有办法给我们的。
We triumph over death with glorified, resurrected bodies to live forever in the perfect and glorious kingdom of God.
我们将来会得胜死亡，而且有一个复活的荣耀的身体。 永远地活在上帝完美而且荣耀的国度。
And that was proven to us because Jesus rose from the dead and then he ascended up into heaven in front of 500 eyewitnesses.
这个已经证实给我们了，因为耶稣从死里复活，而且在500个见证人面前升到天堂。
And he said he's coming back to take us to be with him where he is.
而且他说他会回来将我们接到他所在的地方。
Now ignorance and false teaching about life after death robs us of the determination to live for God's glory.
关于死亡之后的生命是什么？对他的无知还有错误的教导呢？剥夺了我们想要去为神的荣耀而活的决心还有勇气。If
we don't understand heaven, we're really going to misunderstand how much Jesus really loves us.
假如我们不明白天堂，我们真的没有办法明白耶稣是何等的爱我们。
Okay, what do you think happens to you when you die?
你想想看，在此后你觉得会发生什么呢？
Okay, it's pretty simple. Basically, there's only three possibilities.
好，非常简单，事实上呢，只有三个可能。
Okay, the first one is nothing.
第一个就是什么都没有。
You just go extinct.
你消失了。Now,
a lot of atheists, that's what they say.
这是许多无神论者的说法。
But both science and scripture disprove this idea.
但是圣经跟科学
Okay, the Bible says it's appointed unto men once to die and then the judgment.
因为圣经告诉我们，按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
So death isn't the end.
所以死亡不是结束。
There's life after death, and we're going to appear before a judgment.
死后还有生命，而且要显现在一个审判的台前。
Okay, but science also disproves this idea of extinction when you die.
科学也同样反证说死后就消失的这个论点。
This Wernher von Braun was one of our most famous rocket scientists.
他是最重要的一个关于太空研究的一个科学家。
Yeah, and he came to America after World War II. He had been
在美国第二次世界大战之后，他来到美国。
Yeah, and he said, you know, he believes in life after death.
这位火箭科学家说，他相信死后有生命。
Because he explains that, you know, the science knows nothing of extinction.
因为他说科学，就科学而言，他们不晓得有任何东西是消失的。
He says, science has found that nothing can disappear without a trace.
因为科学证明没有任何事情是消失而不可以追溯到它。
Right? Nature doesn't know extinction, it only knows transformation.
自然不晓得所谓的消失，它只知道所谓的转化或是改变。
Right, first law of thermodynamics.
好，第一个热力动力学。
Right, matter and energy can neither be created nor destroyed.
就说物质跟它的能量是没有办法被创造以后会消失的。
And then he says, you know, if God applies the fundamental principle to the most minute and insignificant things in the whole universe,
假如上帝把这最基本的原理放在他所造的所有的万物当中，
says, doesn't it make sense that he would apply this truth to his greatest creation, which is human beings?
难道他不会将同样的原则应用到他所最美好的创造，就是人类的身上吗？
He actually got saved. One of the cleaning ladies where he worked left the Bible open in the book of Job.
在他所工作的单位，一个负责打扫的妇女呢，就放一本圣经书，就是约伯记，在他的办公室。
He had been through a lot in World War II.
那他在第二次世界大战经历了许多。
And he started reading the book of Job.
他开始读了约伯记。
And eventually he did come to Christ.
后来他认识了基督。
And as a scientist, he realized for sure.We live on after death.
所以就一个科学家而言，所谓的质量不灭定律呢，就引导他相信人不会完全消失。
So extinction is not a good choice.
所以消失不是一个好的选择。
Okay. A lot of people believe in some form of reincarnation.
那有些人，许多人相信某一种程度的轮回。
But that would be kind of depressing when you think about it.
但是假如你真的相信轮回的话呢，非常的令人沮丧。
You would suffer countless horrible deaths and rebirths.
因为你会忍受无数次残忍的死亡，然后又再生。
And you don't know what you'll be reborn as into this sinful, suffering world.
而你的再生，你不晓得你会以什么样的形式进入这个罪恶的世界。
Yeah, I don't know why that would be so attractive.
我不晓得为什么轮回的观念这么吸引人。
Okay. But it's hopeless because even the second law of thermodynamics teaches us an important lesson.
但是他这个想法呢是绝望的，因为热力学的第二定律呢又跟他不符合。
If history is just endless cycles repeating itself,
假如历史本身就是 无止境的循环而已。
We know scientifically, eventually the universe experiences a heat death.
我们晓得宇宙本身因为这个第二定律呢，它将来会毁灭掉的。
Okay.And reincarnation denies the seriousness of sin.
而轮回它就否认了罪的严重性。
Right, and we learned how serious sin is in our study on hell.
好，在我们学习地狱的时候呢，我们知道罪的可怕性、严重性。
Reincarnation denies a final judgment.
因为轮回它否认了最后的一个审判。
And it denies the need of a savior.
它也否认了对救主的需要。
We can't save ourselves.
我们没有办法自救。
Right, we need someone to save us.
我们需要另外一个人把我们从自己的罪恶当中救出来。
So these are the two main philosophies of history.
这是历史的两个最主要的哲学观点。
One is like Eastern religions that teach life is just a cycle going.
一个比较像是东方的一个想法，就是生命是不断的循环。
Right. But the Bible teaches very clearly God has a goal for history. We're headed somewhere.
但是圣经教导我们，上帝对历史有一个一定的导向，我们将来会到一个地方去。
And if you've gotten right with God, you know you're headed to a glorious eternity.
那假如我们跟神的关系是正确的，我们知道我们将来是去到一个荣耀的终点。
And then the third possibility.
那第三个可能是。
Is the plan that God has revealed in the Bible.
就是上帝在圣经里所启示的计划。
When we die, we either go to heaven or hell.
当我们死的时候，我们不是去天堂，就是去地狱。
We don't cease to exist.
我们并不停止存在。
And we don't get second, third, fourth, fifth chances after we die.
我们也不在死后有第二、第三、第四、第五次的机会。
That's why it's so important to prepare for eternity now. That's what this life is for.
这就是为什么今生为永生来预备是多么的重要。
You can get ready and know for sure, without a doubt, that your eternity is going to be glorious.
好，你可以预备好自己，而且确实的知道你永恒的住处、去处是非常荣耀的。
And of course, the main way we know this is because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
当然，我们有这个确信，是因为耶稣基督自己从死里复活。
Right.He conquered death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
他征服了死亡，将光与不朽带到人类的当中。
Right, and so many eyewitnesses to everything Jesus did.
耶稣所做的许多事情有这么多的见证人。
And he guarantees that after we die, this physical body will also be raised up to live forever.
他向我们保证，当我们这个肉身死亡之后。也会像他一样从死里复活，有一个荣耀的身体。
Okay, so we're going to look at this a little more.
好，我们会更多的讲到这一点。
Okay, there's strong evidence for life after death in heaven and hell.
那死后在天堂或地狱好，生命会继续存在，它有强烈的证据。
Okay, first of course is God's infallible word reveals the reality of heaven and hell.
首先当然是神的话语，它启示出天堂与地狱的真实性。
See, I like this picture because it's like the Bible sheds light on the things we can't see with these eyes.
我很喜欢这幅图画，因为好像圣经会发出一些光亮来照耀我们所不明白的事情。
We're able to see the things that we can't see with our physical eyes.
我们可以看见一些用我们的肉眼所看不见的东西。
But God's word clearly reveals there's a heaven and hell.
但上帝的话语很清楚地启示我们有天堂跟地狱的存在。
But also Jesus, who's omniscient, he also revealed there's a real heaven and a real hell.
无所不知的耶稣，他也启示出天堂跟地狱的真实。
And it's impossible for Jesus to lie.
耶稣不可能说谎。
Okay. And then there's scientific documentation and near-death experiences.
对于濒死的经验呢，也有许多科学的记录。
Right. They tend to confirm that there's life after death.
他们也证实死后有生命。
I mean, there's some well-documented experiences.
有些非常非常清楚记录下来的濒死的经验。
Yeah, there's people who have died in emergency rooms.
有些人在急诊室已经死亡了。
And I mean, medically, they were dead.
从科学的医学的角度来说，他们是死的。
And when the doctors were working on them, the people would say afterward, I was watching everything going on from up by the ceiling.
但是这些濒临死亡的人，他说。在医生证明我死亡之后，我可以从天花板看到他们在为我做急救的工作。
And they would repeat what the doctors and nurses said.
而且他们可以说出那个时候医生护士所讲的话。
They even tell them what kind of tie the doctor was wearing because he was called in an emergency.
他们甚至可以说出医生那个时候戴的是什么领带。
Things that there's just no way to explain unless they really were looking at this from above.
这些无法解释，除非他们真的是从上头看见下面发生的事。
But literally, there's thousands and thousands of these near-death experiences documented. So they can't really teach us the truth about heaven and hell.
但这些没有办法真正教导我们有关天堂地狱的事实。
But it is strong evidence that we continue to exist after our body dies.
证明我们身体死了之后呢，生命继续存在。
Okay. And there's amazing evidence for life after death.Designed into creation.
那关于死后还有生命的这个这件事实呢，也被上帝设计到他的创造造物当中。
See, God created everything there is.
我们晓得上帝创造了万物。
And he wrote this book.
他也写下了圣经。
And the God that wrote this book designed his spiritual truth into the things he created.
而写下这本圣经的上帝，把他属灵的真理也植入在他所造的物当中。
As a biology major, so I love this kind of stuff.
我是自己在大学是主修生物的，所以我非常喜欢研究这些。
Physical creation was designed by God to reveal spiritual truth.
物质的被造呢，是上帝所设计来启示属灵的真理。
The reality of the resurrection from the dead is clearly revealed in God's creation.
而死后能够复活，在神的造物当中非常清楚地启示出来。
Okay, the power of the resurrection is designed in the creation.
复活的大能呢，在自然界里面也被设计了进去。
Well, we see the death of winter.
我们看到冬天的死亡。
Cold, colorless picture of death.
寒冷的无色的冬天。
And then look at the contrast.
但是你看到这个对比。
We have this glorious, huge resurrection in spring.
我们有这个春天光荣的复苏。
Now, some people look at this and say, big deal, it all evolved by chance.
有人说啊，那有什么呢？这不过是很自然的变化而已。
But some people have a little more rational ability and realize this could not have evolved by chance.
但是那些比较用理智去思考的人会说，哎呀，这些不可能是自然变化而来。
But there's a message in the way God designed it.
而在这其中有上帝所设计进去的信息。
Out of death comes incredibly glorious life.
从死亡当中复苏出荣耀的生命。
God's intelligent design clearly revealed in the things He created.
所以上帝智慧的设计呢，很清楚的从他的造物当中启示出来。
In fact, Paul goes so far, if you can't see it, he calls you a fool.
事实上，假如我们看不见的话呢，保罗称我们这些人是愚昧人。
He says, "Thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened, except it die."
他说：“无知的人呐、啊，你所种的若不死，就不生。”
See, and that which thou sowest not the body that shall be, but a bare grain.
并且你所种的不是那将来的形体，不过是籽粒。
And of course, here's a seed.
但我们看到这些是种子。
Did anybody looking at that seed know what the flower is going to look like?
你看到这些种子，知道它将来会开什么花吗
？Planted this one?
有谁种过这个种子？
No, and kind of similar, you know, we really can't imagine what our glorified body is going to be like after we bury this seed in the ground.
当我把我们的肉身像种子埋在土里的时候呢，我们也不晓得它将来发展出荣耀的形状是什么。
But notice, you don't get new life until the seed first dies.
但是你要知道哈，除非种子先死了，新生命就不会出来。
You bury the seed in the ground, and life's going to come up out of it.
我们把种子放到土里面，那新的生命就从它的死亡当中出来。
And who could see that flower in that seed?
那有谁可以看到这个花在这个种子的里面呢？
Only God could see that because He designed it. He created.
有上帝看得见哈，因为他创造了。
But Paul tells us, I mean, can't you see it? Can't you see what God's trying to tell you?
所以保罗说，你难道看不见吗？你看不见上帝要告诉你的吗？
The seed of your body someday is going to be buried in the ground like.
我们的身体就好像种子，有一天会被埋葬在土里。
But it's not going to stay dead.
因为它不会停留在死亡的状态。
It's going to come up from the ground and rise.
它会从土里面复苏过来，
Some kind of glorious.
复活过来。
Some kind of glorious flower.
变成一个荣耀的花朵。
Okay, it's a big question.
那也有人问这个大问题。
But some will say, "How are the dead raised up?"
他说：“死人怎么复活呢
？”And with what body do they come?
那带着什么样的身体来呢
？Okay, I love this illustration of Cecil B. DeMille.
我很喜欢这个一个电影导演他说的一个故事。
I'm sure just about every one of you has seen some of his movies.
我想我们大家可能有些看过他导演的电影。
Okay, he won quite a few Academy Awards.
他赢了很多有几个奥斯卡金像奖。
But he wanted to get alone on a lake in Maine.
有一天呢，他希望到缅因州一个湖面去独处。
He's having a lot of problems in life, and he wanted to get away and think through them.
在他的人生中碰到一些问题，所以他想暂时离开去想想。
And he said his boat was.Just floating in the lake as he.
所以他的船，好，在他想的时候呢，就在湖面上飘荡。
And after a while, his canoe floated in close to shore.
然后他的舟就慢慢飘向靠近岸边。
And the water is only a few inches deep.
那个水呢不是很深。
So he could see a whole bunch of water beetles down there on the water.
所以在水上呢，他看到很多这个水浮。
And as he watched, one of the water beetles crawled up the side of the boat.
当他看的时候呢，其中一个这个水夫呢就从这个船沿旁边爬到船上来。
And he finally reached the top of the boat.
最后爬到船上。
And looked like he died there.
好像他就死在那里了。
So Demille soon forgot the beetle, and his thoughts went back to his struggles he's trying to think through.
所以他就忘了这个水夫在他的船上，然后他又去回想自己的问题。
But several hours later, he noticed.
但是几个小时之后呢，他发现到。
Okay, and he saw that it had become dry and brittle in the sun.
那这个水夫呢，它开始变干了哈，在这个太阳照射之下，它干掉了。
And as he watched, it slowly split open, and there emerged from it a new form, a dragonfly.
但是忽然之间呢，从这个水壶的身上就裂开，有一个蜻蜓开始飞出来了。
Out of death comes life.
就从死亡当中的一个新生命出来。
And he said that, you know, he watched that dragonfly fly over the lake where it had previously been in the water.
他就看到这个蜻蜓在水面上飞呀、啊、飞呀、啊、的哈，这超过当初活在水底下的这些水浮。
And he said, you know, he's thinking all his buddies, all those water beetles still down there on the bottom of the lake.
他就在想说，哎呀，这蜻蜓的好朋友，这些水浮呢还在水下面。
They had no idea the new world their friend was experiencing because he had passed through death and resurrection.
这些在水面下生活的水浮呢，没有办法想象他们其中一个朋友已经脱离了旧有的生命，变成飞在天空的蜻蜓了。
He had gotten the freedom to fly between earth and heaven.
那这个蜻蜓就在地与天之间自由的飞翔。
And later, when Demille told about this experience, he,
后来当他诉说这次的经验的时候
he finished it with a very penetrating question.
他最后呢用非常振奋人心的这个描述来讲这件事情。
He said, "With the great creator of the universe."
他说宇宙这么伟大的这个创造者
do that for a water beetle?
愿意为这个水蝠做这样的事情
and not have something better prepared for human beings.
而不会为他所珍惜的人类做一个更美好、更伟大的事情。
Well, of course, he's got something better prepared for you and me.
那当然，他为你我预备的是更好的。
And he tells us there's an earthly body. Right now, we live in our earthly body.
圣经告诉我们，我们现在有一个属世的肉体。
But he says someday we're going to get a heavenly body that can fly through the heavens.
有一天我们会有一个属天的身体，可以在天空翱翔。
And that should get you excited about looking forward to it.
所以你到现在是不是很兴奋的盼望有这样的事情发生
Yeah, because it's interesting in psychology, when we study psychology.
当我们学心理学的时候有一件非常有趣的事情
They taught us one of the universal dreams that just about every human being has at some time.
他说每个人似乎都有一个宇宙性的一个梦想
Is a dream of them flying.
就是说有一天我们人可以飞
Well, someday you're going to be able to fly through the heavens the same way Jesus did in his glorified body when he ascended up into heaven.
有一天我们确实会像耶稣从地上升天的时候呢，我们可以在天空飞翔。
Okay, life comes out of death. That's how God designed it.
所以生命从死亡发生。
Now there's a dangerous and inexcusable ignorance of heaven.
但是有一个非常危险的，而且没有借口的对于天堂的无知的。
This man John Eldredge.Asked a lot of people.
那这个人呢 John Eldredge 他问了很多人。
And he said nearly every Christian he's spoken to thinks that eternity is an unending church service.
他说几乎他所谈到的基督徒哈，他都说，都以为啊，天堂就是无止境的教会的崇拜。
Yeah, you don't even get to have a great potluck after service. You know, you're always in the service.
你总是在做礼拜，然后从来没有机会吃好好的吃一顿饭。
How many of you be excited about going to that heaven?
有多少人会盼望去那样的一个天堂
？Well, that's the problem. Nobody would be.
啊，这就是问题啊，没有人想去说永无止境的教会崇拜。
But that's what a lot of people believe.
这却是很多人的想法。
Right, they have an image of a never-ending sing-along in the sky forever and ever.
他们说好，我们在天堂就是永无止境在那边唱歌。
And then their heart sinks.
然后他们的心就会沉下去。
That's it.
天堂就是这样吗
？That's the good news.
这就是好消息吗
？And then we feel guilty that we're not more spiritual.
然后我们会觉得说啊，自己不那么属灵哈，感到很罪恶感。
So ignorance about hell and heaven is very destructive to human beings.
所以对天堂或地狱的无知呢，对人类来说是具有毁灭性的。
Robs us of hope and purpose.
它剥夺了我们的盼望，还有我们的目标。
Truth of heaven, will you believe it before you waste your life?
那关于天堂的真理哈，你愿意相信它吗？还是你选择浪费一生呢？
Okay, the Bible makes it clear that if you don't have a hope for eternal life in a great place,
圣经告诉我们哈，假如我们对将来这个地方你有一个永恒的盼望，
you're going to waste your life.
我们就会浪费我们的一生。
The God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not.
好，这世界的神呢，已经弄瞎了不信之人的心眼。
But here's the thing: to preach the gospel.
这就是为什么我们要传福音。
It's never too late to turn your life around.
从来将生命转回到神面前是不会太晚的。
And you know one of the biggest problems for young people today?
你知道今天年轻人所面临最大的问题是什么吗？
They're struggling to find a purpose for living.
他们一直挣扎着寻找人生活着的目标。
And they just have no hope of a great future.
他们对将来不存有很大的盼望。
So what do you do?
所以他们做什么呢？
Well, the Bible tells us.
圣经告诉我们。
If you have no eternal hope, you're going to waste your life.
假如我们没有永恒的盼望，我们就会浪费我们的一生。
Right? Corinthians says,If the dead rise not, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die.
好，哥林多前书说，如果死人不复活，我们就吃吃喝喝吧，因为明天要死了。
You wonder why half our college students binge drink?
你会不会奇怪为什么50%的大学生都会去酗酒？
Right, they have no hope.
因为他们对将来不存着盼望。
And if you have no hope, what do you do?
假如没有盼望的话，你做什么呢？
You live for pleasure now.
你为现在的享乐而活。
Eat and drink, for tomorrow we die.
就吃吃喝喝，因为明天我们就要死了。
Party, life's a party.
好，每天去参加这个派对。
I remember when I first got saved and I came back home where I grew up.
我记得我刚得救的时候呢，我回到我的家乡。
And I went to...This is one of my friends named Elliot.
我去看我一个好朋友叫 Elliot.
And he takes me out in his Cadillac, which was a big car back then.
那个时候呢，凯迪拉克是很有名的车哈，他就带我坐他的车。
And I'm trying to share the gospel with him.
我就是想跟他分享福音。
I was a new Christian, so I wasn't that effective.
好，那时候我刚信主，所以我的传讲不是很有效。
And he said to me, he said, Ray, do you know what the purpose of life is?
他就跟我说 ，Ray， 你知道人生的目的是什么吗？
And I asked him, well, what do you think it is?
我说你呢？你觉得什么？
And he says it's pleasure, seeking pleasure.
就是享乐，去寻找享乐。
Get all the pleasure you can before you die.
就尽量享乐，直到你死。
And I realize now, basically, see, he had no hope for the future, so he was living for pleasure, right?
所以我现在非常明白，好，他那时候是没有永恒的盼望，所以他就为享乐而活。
Okay, we go from immorality to immortality, right?If you don't know where you're going when you die,
假如我们不知道死后去哪里，
well, we have no reason not to live an immoral life.
我们就没有理由不去过一个没有道德的生活。
Now, if you're not a Christian, how many of you think most people think it's no fun to be holy, it's more fun to be immoral? Right? Most of the world thinks this is more fun.
我想多数还不信主的世人会觉得好。过一个不道的生活比 过基督的生活更有趣。
See, that's how the devil works.
那魔鬼就会这样子挑衅我们。
He gives you the pleasure now.
他现在把乐趣给你。
But then eternal suffering.
但是在永恒里你会受苦。
But you see, for the Christian, we suffer now.
但是基督徒现在愿意受苦。
Because anybody who wants to live a godly life in this world is going to suffer.
所以说任何在今世要过圣洁生活的人呢，都会受苦。
But then he gives us immortality.
但是他会把不朽，就是永生。
And what changes our life from immorality to immortality?
那从一个不道德的人生改到一个也不朽的人生，这它的差别在哪里？
What is it? It's not a T.
是什么？
It's the cross. Yeah.
就是
You remember,
十字架。
Right? Yeah. Okay. It's the cross. It'll change our life from hopeless to hopeful.
十字架会把我们的人生从绝望到有盼望。
It's the cross that tells me there's eternal hope through Jesus Christ.
因为十字架告诉我们，在耶稣基督里面有一个永恒的盼望。
And I don't want to waste my life in sin.
所以我不希望浪费我的人生在罪恶当中。
I want to prepare for eternity.
好，我要预备永生。
Right, I want to live for the glory of God.
我要为上帝的荣耀而活。
Because of what He's prepared for me.
因为他为我将来预备的是什么？
When I worked in psychiatric hospital,
当我在精神病院工作的时候
sometimes they describe some of the patients.
比如说他们会这样描写那些病人
They would say, you know, his life's like a piece of paper.
说他们的生命就好像是一张纸
And life is just folded them up and balled them up and crushed them together into a little ball.
他们人生的经历把他们的纸好非常的扭曲
And then life tried to throw him into the garbage can.
把他们丢到垃圾桶里。
But he hit the edge and fell back out.
好的，他只丢到垃圾桶的边围就掉出来了。
And that's why he's in our hospital right now.
这是为什么他们现在在医院里。
And we're supposed to try and help him so he can live life again.
而我们在精神病院，就是精神病院，就希望能够帮助他们，使他们能够重新再生活。
And you know, a lot of people, they become mentally ill when they lose all hope.
当一个人失去所有盼望的时候呢，他就精神上会出毛病。
We need hope.
我们需要希望。
You were created for God.
好，上帝为了他自己创造了你。
Don't waste your life, live for him.
好，不要浪费你的生命，要为他而活。
We must correct the corrupted concepts of heaven.
所以我们必须纠正腐化的关于天堂的观念。
Okay?Corinthians says, as is it written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man.
就是经上所记好，上帝为爱他的人所预备的是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。
The things which God has prepared for them that love him.
好，为那些爱他的人所预备的。
You know, it's interesting when you read a lot of books about heaven.
当你读了很多关于天堂的书籍的时候。
They always write this, they quote this.
他们常常会引用这一句话。
But that's not the whole verse.
但这不是整句话。
Okay, yeah. Eye hasn't seen or ear heard what God prepared for us.
耳朵未曾听见，心也未曾想过的。
So then they tend to make heaven so spiritual that you can't relate to it at all.
那他们把天堂变成是一个非常灵性的地方，你没有办法跟它有这个相关性。
So when you memorize a verse of scripture, make sure you memorize the whole verse.
所以当我们背诵圣经的时候呢，我们就要把整节背下来。
But God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit.
但是上面说，只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了。
Yeah, you can't think up what heaven is going to be like.
我没有办法靠自己的想象去想天堂是什么样子。
But God can reveal it to us through His Word and His Spirit.
但是上帝可以借着他的话语还有圣灵向我们启明。
A God-given vision of heaven is glorious and life-changing.
这来自上帝的关于天堂的意象是非常荣耀的，而且能够带来生命的改变。
You know, in the 1700s in America, the Methodists were pretty well known.
在第十七世纪的美国，卫理会是相当有名的。
And they were famous for their joy. They just had a joy for life.
他们因为非常有喜乐啊，所以非常的有名。
And there's a young man named Francis Asbury when he was 13.
当一个有一个男孩子，他就是叫 Asbury， 他十三岁的时候。
Yeah, he actually became a very famous Methodist preacher.
他后来成为卫理会一个非常有名的传道人。
But when he was 13, he was curious, why are the Methodists so happy?
当他十三岁的时候呢，他就非常好奇，为什么卫理会的人这么高兴。
And his friend George challenged him.
他的朋友 George 呢，就挑战他说。
Well, why don't you spy on them and find out?
为什么你不去试探他们，去找到答案呢？
So he started going to their church services and Bible studies.
他开始参加他们的教会崇拜，还有查经班。
And then he came back to his friend George and said, I found out why they're so happy.
然后他回跟他的朋友就说，哦，我知道他们为什么这么快乐。
He said, what is it?
他朋友问他说是什么呢？
And he says, because they know for sure they're children of God.
因为他们确实知道他们是属神的儿女。
And they're certain they're going to go to heaven.
而且他们确实知道自己将来会去天堂。
But his friend George says, nobody can know that.
那他的朋友就说，哦，没有人可以知道这些。
Not even if you go to church every week.
好，即使你每个礼拜都去教会，你都没有办法确实知道。
So then he responded to his friend.
但是 Asbury 就跟他朋友说。
He said, well, the Bible tells us that all we have to do is trust, repent of our sins and trust in Christ and we'll be saved.
他说圣经说好，我们只要悔改认罪，相信主耶稣基督，我们就会得救。
And the moment we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior, we know for sure we'll go to heaven.
好，我们一旦接受耶稣基督做救主的那个时刻，我们就可以知道将来会进天堂。
And then he said, now, most people go around saying, that's a big lie.
那很多人说，哦，这是大谎话。
He said, however, the Methodists believe it.
但是他说，
and they're happy.
但是他说，这些卫理会人相信啊，所以他们这么快乐。
So about 2 years later, when he was 15.
所以当他两年之后，当他十五岁的时候。
Asbury heard a powerful sermon on salvation.
Asbury 就听到一个关于救恩的一个非常好的讲道。
And he went forward in the service and accepted Christ.
那在聚会当中，他就走到前面去接受了耶稣。
And he said for the first time in his life, he experienced the joy that he only observed in the Methodist.
就他在那个时刻，他第一次经历到那些卫理会的人的那个的快乐，他也有了。
And he said He felt as though he were soaring on wings of love.
他觉得他自己好像靠着爱的翅膀啊，在天上飞。
Yeah, I mean, if you know you're going to heaven, you got to have joy.
好，假如知道你会上天的话呢，你一定会很快乐。
And this is not our home here.
在地上不是我们的家。
Okay, Marco Polo, the famous traveler.
大家知道很有名的旅行家叫做马可波罗。
Right, I think all the Chinese know him because he became famous because he went to China in the 1500s.
好，那么中国人都很知道这个名字，好，因为他来到中国。
Right, when he was on his deathbed and dying.
当他快死的时候。
A lot of his friends came around him and said he needed to recant all these stories he told about the Far East.
他的很多朋友来到他床前说：“好，你必须撤回你说关于这个远东所记载的这些你所写的故事。”
Nobody could believe the amazing things he told them about China.
因为那个时候没有人敢相信说他讲到关于中国那许许多多美好的游记的事情。
And he said, "I have not told half of what I saw."
他说：“好，我讲的还不够一半呢。”
When it comes to the reality of heaven, we won't fully grasp the glory until we are there ourselves.
所以至于天堂，我们没有办法完全捕捉它的美好，直到我们自己亲身到了那个地方。
But you can learn enough about it to get excited about going.
但是你可以学到有关它的一些，让你现在就可以兴奋到将来有一天去那个地方。
Right, it's like the Queen of Sheba's reaction to Solomon's kingdom.
就好像示巴女王对所罗门国度的那样惊喜的反应。
She said, "It was a true report that I had heard."
她说好，在本国所听见论到你的事呢，很多智慧实在是真的。
Of your acts and of your wisdom.
好，你的所做的事还有你的智慧。
However, I didn't believe the word.
但我先前不信这些话。
Until I came and I saw it with my own eyes.
直到我亲自到来，我亲眼看见。
And then she says, "Behold, the half wasn't told me."
她说：“看呐，我所听到的还不及这件事实的一半。”
I mean, words just won't be able to capture the glory that God has prepared for us.
所以我们的言语哈，没有办法真的捕捉到上帝要启示给我们的荣耀。
Now this is our responsibility. This is why I give you a lot of verses on your notes to study on your own.
那我们自己有责任哈，去更多的发掘。
Our responsibility is to learn the truth of heaven.
我们的责任是学到关于天堂的真理。
Until you're more excited about going there than staying here.
直到你去那边。比留在这边更兴奋。
Because as a pastor, you visit a lot of people that are getting close to dying.
那作为牧师，我探访过许多快要死去的人。
And sadly, I would say the majority of them don't want to go.
好，但非常可悲就是，大部分人都不希望去天堂。
Because they think it's better here than there.
他们认为在地上比在天上好。
And that's why it's so important to know the truth of heaven.
但这就是为什么我很需要知道有关天堂的真理。
Because if you know the truth,
因为假如我们知道这个真理的话，
say, "Praise God, my time has come. I'm going home."
你会说感谢赞美神哈，我现在要回家了。
When we go exercise, we have this little saying we say at Kennedy Workout Place.
我常常到 Kennedy 去运动哈，我到练习的他们有一句话这么说。
Yeah, when I'm leaving and another guy's coming,
当我要离开另外一个人来的时候，
I tell him, "Yeah, say, are you going?"
我问他，我说，哦，你来了。
Say, "Yeah, my pain's over."
我会说，哦，我的痛苦已经解决了。
But yours is just beginning.
你的才开始。
Right, it's painful to work out sometimes.
有时候去运动相当痛苦啊。
There's a lot of pain in this world.
在这世界上有许多的痛苦。
But once you're ready to go to heaven, you know, hey, my pain's over.
但是一旦我们预备好要去了，你会说，哎，我在地上的痛苦已经解决了。
The people that I'm leaving behind, they're still going to suffer.
但是留下来的人仍然需要在受苦当中。
Until they join me in heaven.
直到他们在天堂与我相遇。
You gotta know the truth of that.
所以我们对天堂要有很清楚的认识。
We were created for a person and a place and a kingdom.
我们是为了一个人、一个地方还有一个国度而造的。
Okay, and this is very simple.
这非常的简单。
Jesus is the person.
耶稣就是那个人。
And heaven is the place.
天堂就是那个地方。
And if you're trusting Jesus for your salvation, you're going to go to the place.
那假如我们相信耶稣得到救恩，我们就会去他那个地方。
You cannot get heaven without Jesus.
我们没有办法不靠耶稣而去到天堂。
And you can't get Jesus without heaven.
你也没有办法有天堂而没有耶稣。
I mean, he created it. He created everything.
因为他创造了一切。
And he died on the cross to save us from our sins.
他死在十字架上拯救我们的罪。
Because Jesus is also the King of Kings,
那因为耶稣也是万王之王。
You can't separate Jesus from the kingdom.
我没有办法把耶稣跟这个国度分开。
This is a big package deal here.
好，这就是一个打包的。
But it all starts once you get Jesus.
好，他从你认识耶稣开始。
Okay. Then everything else comes.
然后其他的都来了。
Okay.The kingdom of God has two parts.
那神的国度有两个部分。
Right, this becomes obvious when you study it in detail.
好，当你研究细节的时候，你会很明白。
There's an eternal kingdom in heaven and a future messianic kingdom on earth.
一个是天上永恒的国度，那一个是将来有期限的地上的国度。
Right, God the Father has always been king, ruling over the entire universe.
天父一直在他的国度当中掌管万有。
But there is a day when Jesus is coming back to earth and he'll set up his kingdom on earth.
但是有一天耶稣会回到地上，在地上设立他的国度。
Jesus is king in both kingdoms.
耶稣是这两个国度的王。
Right? When he ascended into heaven, he sat down at the right hand of God the Father.
好，圣经说当他升到天上的时候呢，就坐在天父的右边。
So when you have a relationship with Jesus, you're going to have a part in both kingdoms.
那当你跟耶稣建立关系的时候呢，你在这两个国度当中都有份。
And you'll have a glorified body that enables you to work in both kingdoms.
那个时候你会有一个荣耀的身体，可以使你在这两个国度当中都来往。
So very simply, we'll look at these two aspects of the kingdom.
好，我们现在看看这两个国度不同的层面。
And I think the sermon on the kingdom is online. I'm not sure if it isn't. We could put it on again, but you can get the details from the PowerPoint online. Okay? So you have the kingdom of heaven.
好，先提到天国。
And you have the kingdom of God. This is how I like to divide it. Okay? Kingdom of heaven, the emphasis on God the Son as Messiah reigning on earth.
天国强调神的儿子弥赛亚治理在地上。
Right? And there's so many prophecies about that.
好，有很多预言讲到这个。
But the kingdom of God emphasizes God the Father is Creator, reigning from heaven over the entire universe.
神的国强调天父造物主从天上来治理。
Okay, so these are two parts of the kingdom.
这就是两个国度不同的层面。
And eventually the two become one united kingdom.
那最终这两个国将成为一个国度。
And of course this verse makes it very clear.
好，这一节经文说得很清楚。
Then cometh the end when Christ shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father.
在后末期到了，那是基督会将就把国交与父神。
When he has put down all rule and authority and power.
他将一切执政的、掌权的、有能的都毁灭了。
And that occurs at the end of the millennial reign of Jesus.
好，就是在千禧年的国度之后。
So here's an important lesson.
所以我们学到一些重要的功课。
Jesus has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth.
他是说，这边说哈，耶稣叫他们就是信徒成为国民，做祭司归于神，在地上执掌王权。
And this is why it's so important to trust in Christ now and become the body of Christ.
这是为什么现在相信耶稣这么重要，你可以成为基督身体的一部分。
Because we'll have access to both the earthly kingdom.And the heavenly kingdom.
因为将来我们可以同时来到地上基督的国度，也可以到天上那个天上的国度。
As the bride of the perfect king,
我们是完美的王的心腹。
Okay, the king who loves us more than we can imagine.
好，那这个王爱我们超过我们的想象。
We're going to reign with him in a perfect kingdom.
我们会与他在他完美的国度当中一同治理。
Of unimaginable glory.
是想象不到的荣耀。
That's our future in Jesus.
这是我们在基督里面将来的状况。
Okay. So the church is the bride of the king and will be with Jesus wherever he is.
那教会就是这个王的心腹，与耶稣同在。
Okay. We reign with Jesus.
我们也与基督一同治理。
Okay.As Christ's bride, we will be with Jesus on both His earthly and heavenly throne.
那作为基督的心腹，我们与他同在呢，所以地上、天上的国度都与他同在。
Jesus said that we will sit down with Him on His throne.
耶稣说，我们要与他一同坐在宝座上。
Just as Jesus sat down with His Father on His Father's throne.
就像耶稣坐在他父神的宝座上一样。
You're going to be kings in the kingdom of God.
那在神的国度当中，我们都要做王。
Okay.In both the, and we're also going to reign in both the earthly Jerusalem and the heavenly Jerusalem.
好，所以在地上的耶路撒冷和天上的耶路撒冷。
Okay. Now there's four heavens mentioned in Scripture.
那圣经提到四个天。
Okay, the first one is the atmospheric heaven.
第一个就是大气层。
That's where the birds and clouds are.
我们看到云彩跟鸟居住的地方。
The second heaven would be outer space where the sun, the moon, and the stars are.
那第二个就是外太空啊，就是日月星辰所在的地方。
You realize man was around for so many thousands of years, and we didn't get out into space until 1960s.
我们住在地球上这么久，一直到1900年的时候呢，才有办法进到外太空。
But the third heaven is God's current home.
那第三层天是上帝目前的居所。
Okay, and it's the third heaven, also called paradise.
第三层天也称作乐园。
Where Jesus Christ is seated on the right hand of God.
在那里，耶稣基督坐在父神的右边。
Okay, and we get a special body to live in that special place.
那在那个特别的地方呢，我们就有一个特别的身体。
Because when we leave this earth, we go where Jesus is.
好，当我离开这个世上，我们就到第三层天与耶稣同在。
And so this third heaven is where all Christians go when we die.
所以基督徒死亡之后呢，就会去到第三层天。
Okay. But it's not our final heavenly home or destination.
但是它不是我们最终的居所。
That'll be part two, the next sermon, next month.
下一次讲到天堂，我会讲到这个。
Okay. So the third heaven is a believer's temporary home between the resurrection and the beginning of the millennium.
所以第三层天是信徒暂时的居所，是在耶稣复活以及千禧年之中。
Right, for 1,000 years of the millennium, we reign with Christ in His kingdom of heaven on earth.
那在那一千年的千禧年当中呢，我们会与耶稣基督一同在神的国度里面，地上的国度里来治理。
And at the beginning of the millennium, we move into our eternal home, the heavenly Jerusalem.
在千禧年的开头呢，我们就会搬到我们将来天上的家乡。
And we'll look at
天上的。
We'll look at that in more detail next time.
In the beginning or the end of.
No, at the beginning. Yeah, that's why we'll explain it next time.
下次会解释哈。
Yeah. Okay. And the new heavens and the new earth.The fourth,
那第四层天呢，就是新天还有新地。
They're created by God as our glorious eternal home at the end of the millennium.
好，就在千禧年之后，神为我们创造的新的住所。
This earth and this heaven are going to pass away.
现在目前的天跟地都会不见了。
And God's going to make a new heaven and a new earth where there's no more sin, suffering.
上帝会创造一个新天跟新地，在那里不再有任何的苦难。
With the heavenly Jerusalem as its capital.
那它的首都是什么呢？就是天上的耶路撒冷。
God's eternal kingdom will expand throughout the entire universe.
那上帝永恒的国度就会在整个宇宙当中持续下去。
Because Isaiah tells us of the increase of His government, there'll be no end.
因为以赛亚是告诉我们说，他的政权没有穷尽。
You ever wonder why God created the heaven so big?
你有没有时候想，为什么上帝创造这个天空是这么的大？
Because it has an eternal purpose that you and I are a big part of.
因为它有一个永恒的计划，而你跟我都是这计划的一部分。
But now, when a believer in Jesus Christ dies, we go directly to the third heaven to be with the Lord.
那基督徒哈，像他死后呢，他直接进入到第三层天与主同在。
I like this picture. He captures a lot of what Revelation reveals.
我非常喜欢这一幅图画哈，它捕捉了启示录。所说明的一些事情。
But where Jesus is, there is heaven.
好，耶稣同在就是天堂。
Okay. Oh, who's that? See, if you were sitting in the front row, you could read Central Coast Chinese Christian Church. Okay. We're going to be there.
我们教会也会与耶稣同在。
If you're not playing games with God.
好，假如你不是在跟神。
If you're trusting Jesus alone for your salvation, you're going to be there.With me.
我们相信了耶稣基督，将来我们会在哪里
？With Jackson，
跟 Jackson 在一起。
Hopefully, our goal as ministers is that everyone here will know for sure, without a doubt, where you're going.
我们的目标是我们在座的每一位都确知跟耶稣的关系。
There's five stages to the inexpressible glory awaiting us in the third heaven.
那在第三层天呢，等候我们的有五个。形容没有办法形容的这个荣耀的阶段。
Okay, first one is when a believer dies, they have the greatest experience a human being can have.
第一个就是说，当一个信徒死的时候呢，他有人生最伟大的经验，就是进入到天堂，直接与耶稣同在。
What is the greatest experience a human being can have?
人所能够经历的最伟大的事情是什么
？Meet God face to face.
就是与上帝面对面。
And run into His arms.
好，跑到他的怀抱中。
And have Him wrap His omnipotent arms around you.
让他大能的膀臂会环绕着你。
And hear Him say, "Welcome home."
听他说欢迎回家。
We go directly into the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ.
好，我们直接进入主的面前。
This is the greatest homecoming in history.
这是世界上最伟大的回家。
You know, there's famous pictures about the soldiers coming home from World War II.
第二次世界大战的时候，有很多照片哈，说明这个军人回家受欢迎的那种情形。
I mean, there's one famous one. One soldier grabbed some lady he didn't even know on the street, and he wrapped her around and kissed her.
有一幅就是一个大兵回来了，他就抓了一个女生亲她。
And they've been trying to find out who that lady was for 50 years. They don't think they found out.
他抓的这女生他根本不认识，但是因为他太高兴了，所以有50年人家想要找到这个女生到底是谁，还没找出来。
But I mean, there were parades and joy and singing, and people were up all night.
唱歌啊，大大的欢喜。
Because now the man had come home.
因为现在作战的人回家了。
They'd won a tremendous battle.
好，他们赢了一个很大的胜利。
And freedom would survive, and America would survive.
好，那美国会存活下来，好，自由战胜了。
That was a great homecoming.
那是一个很好的回家。
We really can't experience the emotion. We weren't there.
好，因为我们不在场，所以我们没有办法经历那时的情绪。
But it's nowhere near as great as the homecoming you're going to experience, I'm going to experience when I leave this body and I run into the arms of Jesus.
好，但是当我们离开这个世界，进到神面前，那个欢喜，我们现在还想象不到。
So many people that have had near-death experiences, they see this light at the end of the tunnel, right? And they want to go towards.
很多濒死经验的人呢，他们都会说，在这个穴道最后看到一个大光。
Well, if you want to know the truth of what that light is, you got to study God's word.
好，那这个光到底是什么呢？你要去研究神的话。
He said, "I'm the light of the world."
好，耶稣说我是世界的光。
And if you want to make sure that's the light you're going to run to when you leave this world, make sure you know Jesus.
好，假如你要去到这个光的怀抱当中呢，你就要认识耶稣。
The second stage when we leave.
第二个阶段是我们会出现在基督的审判座前。
We have to appear before the judgment seat of Christ to receive our reward.
来接受我们的奖赏。
Every one of us will do that. Pretty serious.
好，我们每个人都会有这样的经历，哈，非常严肃的。
That's why you want to have the hope of heaven, so you don't waste your life.
就是为什么我们对天堂有很正确的认识，好，让我们不浪费此生。
It's never too late to start living for the glory of God.
但我们为神的国度、神的荣耀而活，从来不是太晚。
And then before the great tribulation starts, Jesus is going to rapture the church.
第三就是在大灾难发生前，假如你还没死，哈。耶稣将教会从地上提升。
Okay, and we studied this. Believers are going to be caught up into heaven.
好，信徒会被提升到天上。
And we're going to be up there with Jesus.
与耶稣同在。
And every believer will be reunited with their resurrected, eternally glorified body.
那每一个信徒都会跟他的这个死亡的身体重新联合在一起。
You're going to be reunited with your body.
你的身体会回到跟你的灵魂结合在一起。
Who's that?
然后获得一个复活荣耀的身体。
You're going to be there too, huh? Hallelujah! Do you believe you're going to be there? That if you're still alive when the rapture occurs, you're one of the ones that's going to be caught up into the heavens to be with Jesus.
当被提发生的时候，你如果还在世上的话呢，你会同样就像教会整体被提到天上与耶稣同在。
And if you're not sure, if you have any doubt, just talk to us.
好，那假如你现在还不确定的知道呢，你要跟牧师们来谈一谈。
We'll show you from the Bible how you can know. Yeah, you're going to be there.
好，我们会从圣经跟你解释。
Imagine what that'll be like, being caught up in the air.
想想看，好，被从地上提升到天上那个状况是什么？
And then we have the rest of the church then goes before the judgment seat of Christ.
好，然后整个教会出现在基督审判座前。
Right, to receive their reward.
接受他们的奖赏。
And those are crowns.
这些都是冠冕。
Because we have been made priests and kings to our God.
神使我们做他的祭司，做他的君王。
So you get crowns for serving Him faithfully.
好，你忠心的服侍神，神会把冠冕赏赐给你。
And then after passing through the judgment seat of Christ,
那经过基督台前的审判之后，
the bride is going to be presented to the bridegroom.
那新妇就会呈现给新郎。
And we are going to experience the greatest wedding ceremony in the history of the universe.
我们会经历宇宙最美好的一次婚礼。
You're invited to this wedding feast.
好，你也被邀请加入这个婚宴。
Have you accepted the invitation?
你接受了这个邀请吗？
See, you see how God wants us to be excited about heaven?
好，所以你看到上帝让我们对将来的有非常的盼望。
He said, you want to know what it's going to be like? You've all been to weddings.
你们都参加过婚礼。
But you haven't been to the greatest wedding feast there's ever going to be in the entire history of the world.
但是你还没有参加过全球最伟大的婚礼。
That one's still to come.
那个还要发生。
And you're invited.
而你被邀请。
But you got to accept the invitation.
但是你必须接受这个邀请。
Okay, why wouldn't you? I can't fathom it. Why wouldn't you accept the invitation to this wedding?
你为什么不愿意接受到这个婚礼的邀请呢？
Does that make any sense?
那个有意义吗？
Especially when you realize the only other alternative is hell.
特别是当你知道另外一个选择是去到地狱。
We join in the greatest worship extravaganza in history.
我们会加入有史以来最盛大的敬拜。
You know, some of the greatest worship experiences I had when there were like 1,000 to 5,000 other pastors in the room.
我所经历过一个最美好的敬拜，就是当有1,000 or 5,000个牧师在场的时候。
I'm always jealous of Chinese pastors.
我有时候很嫉妒中国的牧师。
It seems like every Chinese pastor can sing.
好像每一个华人牧师都会唱歌。
I've asked the Lord, Lord, why can't I sing? If I was going to be a pastor, why couldn't you give me a decent voice?
是我常问神哈，为什么我不会唱歌呢？
He's never told me.
我也没有答案。
But I tell you, the experience, all these men that could sing, and you hear this whole room just fill with praises to God. I mean, your hair stands on end, you get goosebumps. It's just an awesome experience.
好，当听到这么多人一起敬拜赞美的时候啊，让你有点毛骨悚然或起鸡皮疙瘩的感觉。
But imagine the kind of worship experiences we're going to have in heaven.
但你可以想象哈，在天上的敬拜。
No, it's not an eternally long one. Okay.
不是一种无止境的哈。
There's more to heaven than a worship service.
不只是一个教会崇拜而已。
But the worships are like here. It begins with a solo.
首先，他天上的敬拜有一个独唱开始。
Right, John is up there and he starts singing.
约翰开始唱歌。
Then it expands to a quartet.
变成四人合唱。
Right, you have the four cherubim. They join in singing holy, holy, holy.
这个基勒伯开始唱了圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
And then it expands to the 24 elders that are gathered around the throne.
扩展到24个长老。
And then it expands to thousands and thousands of angels that are gathered around the throne.
天上万的天使。
Wow, I wonder what it sounds like when angels sing.
还有当天使唱歌的时候是什么样子的，我非常的想知道。
You know, sometimes you hear somebody sing and they're beautiful and you say, wow, they have an angelic voice.
有时候你听到人唱歌觉得，哇，他唱歌好像天使一样。
No, they don't. They have a human voice, but it's beautiful.
但是不是好，他们还是人的声音，但是非常好听。
We haven't heard the angels sing yet.
我们还没有听到天使如何歌唱。
But you will if you're going to heaven.
去到天上，好，你可以听到。
And then it expands to every creature in heaven and on the earth and under the earth.
然后它延伸到天上、地上、地底下、沧海里和天地间一切所有被造之物。
All creation is going to sing praises.
所有的受造物都会向上帝歌唱。
And then at the end of the great tribulation, we return with Jesus to win the greatest military battle in history.
好，在大灾难之后呢，我们与基督回来，得胜有史以来最大的战争。
I saw heaven open and behold a white horse.
他说我观看见天开了有一匹白马。
And he that sat upon him was called faithful and true.
骑在马上的称为诚实。
In righteousness does he judge and make war.
他审判征战都按着公义。
Now, why is he making this war?
为什么他做这场战争呢?
Okay. In order to end all war.
为的就是把所有其他的战争平息。
See, after World War I, they said that was the war to end wars.
第一次世界发生之后呢，他们说那就是结束所有战争的一场战争。
But it didn't.
但是他没有。
Because human beings never change.
因为人类是不改变的。
There's 40-something wars taking place right now somewhere in the world.
那现在全世界有40多个战争还在发生。
But when Jesus comes back and we come back with him, that is the final battle to end all war.
但是当我们与耶稣一同回来的时候，那就是最后一个平息所有战争的战争。
And we're going to be a part of it.
我们会是其中的一部分。
A part of ending all war and the bloodshed and the death and the pain and the suffering. We're going to be part of ending all war.
我们会成为将来结束所有痛苦、流血、灾难 战争中的一份子。
So Jesus can set up his perfect kingdom.
然后耶稣在世上建立起他完美的国度。
And he was clothed in a vesture dipped in blood.
他穿着溅了血的衣服。
And his name is called the Word of God.
他的名称为神之道。
And the armies which were in heaven followed him on white horses.
在天上的众军骑着白马跟随他。
That's you and me.
就是你跟我。
Okay, they're clothed in fine linen, white and clean.
穿着细麻衣，又白又洁。
Remember your baptism?
你记得你受洗的时候吗？
Do you think there's a reason we give you white robes when you get baptized?
你受洗的时候穿白袍有什么意思？
It's to give you a picture of your future.
是给你对将来的一个图画的。
Your sins are totally washed away.
我们的罪被洗净。
You can be part of the army that's going to eliminate war forever. And out of his mouth goes a sharp sword that with it he should smite the nations.
有利剑从他口中出来，可以击杀列国。
And that symbolism is very clear. That two-edged sword is the Word of God.
好，那个利剑呢，就是神的话语。
Jesus is God.
好，耶稣就是神。
And he just speaks the word, and it's done.
好，他说话就解决了。
He said, Let there be light, and there's light. Created the heaven and earth with His word.
有光，他说要有光就有光。
This is not a bloody battle for us.
对我来说，这不是一个血淋淋的战争。
Jesus is leading this.
好，耶稣带领着这场战争。
And He's just going to speak the word.
他会说话。
And all those armies are gone.
好，那这些军队就被平息了。
And we come back and help Him set up His kingdom.
我们回来与他一同在地上建立的国度。
When Jesus sets up the kingdom, we move into our eternal home, the heavenly Jerusalem.
所以当耶稣建立他国的时候呢，我们搬入将来永恒的住处，就是天上的耶路撒冷。
See, that's our home, even though we're going to commute to work on our throne in Jerusalem.
好，那是我们天上的家乡，虽然我们还会通勤到地上的国度来治理。
Easy commute, no traffic like LA. Heaven, earth, heaven, earth.
这个通勤不难哈，没有什么所谓的塞车问题。
Okay.My father's, in my father's house are many mansions.
在我父的家里有许多住处。
If it were not so, I would have told you.
若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。
I go to prepare a place for you.
我去原是为你们预备地方去。
And we'll look at this place next time.
好，下次我们就要看这个地方。
And if I go and prepare a place for you,
假如我去为你们预备了地方，
I will come again and receive you to myself.
我就必再来接你们到我那里去。
That where I am, there you may be.
我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。
Where Jesus is, there's heaven.
所以耶稣同在就是天堂。
Where heaven is, there's Jesus.
好，有天堂就有耶稣。
And he's going to take us inside there, and we're going to go to his throne, the Lamb.
他会将我们带到他的宝座前。是羔羊坐在宝座上。
So lessons we must not miss.
好，所以我们不能错过的教训是。
God is moral.
上帝是有道德性的。
He requires moral behavior from all of us.
他也要求我们人有道德性的行为。
God will judge everyone according to his universal moral law.
那上帝会根据他普遍的道德律来审判每一个人。
Okay. Our behavior has consequences lasting to eternity.
我们的行为有永恒的后果。
Now we all sin, right, and come short of the glory of God.
我们都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
But that's why Jesus went to the cross. So you
could be forgiven. 这是为什么耶稣上十字架，使我们能够得到赦免。
And you could have this hope.
你也可以有这样的盼望。
Heaven gives meaning to our lives.
天堂就赋予我们生命的意义。
It tells us the moral choices we make every day have eternal consequences.
它告诉我们我们日复一日的道德选择具有永恒的重要性。
Don't buy into the lies of the world.
好，不要相信世界的谎言。
It tells you, eat, drink, and be merry.
告诉你吃吃喝喝快乐吧。
Party it up.
好，就是享乐。
The purpose of life is pleasure.
好，人生的目的就是享乐。
No, it's not.
不是。
The purpose of life is to live for the glory of God.
人生的目的是为上帝的荣耀而活。
So you can experience the glory of heaven forever.
也让你能够经历天堂的荣耀。
Meanwhile, rejoice in your glorious future.
但同时呢，我们要因为在耶稣基督里面好所有的未来，我们要欢喜快乐。
Okay, that will show me the path of life.
你必将生命的道路指示我。
In thy presence is fullness of joy.
在你面前有满足的喜乐。
Not one person in this room has ever experienced fullness of joy.
我想我们在座当中没有一个人经历过。满足的喜乐。
But when we literally come into His presence,
但是当我们直接进到神的面前的时候，
you will experience such joy that you never thought possible.
你就会经历到你认为 不可能的喜乐。
And at his right hand are pleasures forevermore.
在他的右手中有永远的福乐。
Some people aren't looking forward to heaven because they think, oh, no more pleasure. If you're going to have pleasure, you're going to have fun, you've got to do it here and now.
有些人说,
That's a lie from the devil.
有些人说在天堂没有什么乐趣哈，你要乐趣的话呢，赶快在世上享尽吧。
No.
那是一个谎话。
At his right hand are pleasures forevermore.
就是说在他的右手中有永远的福。
They'll never come to an end.
好，他不会穷尽。
God's pleasures don't give you a headache and make you throw up.
好，神给你的福乐不会让你有头痛，让你呕吐。
And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes.
神会擦去他们一切的眼泪。
There shall be no more death.
不再有死亡。
Nor sorrow.
也不再有悲哀。
Nor crying.
哭嚎。
Nor any more pain.
疼痛。
Because the former things are passed away. Don't you want to go there?
你不想要去那个地方吗?
See, when God wants you to get excited about heaven,
当上帝要你因为天堂而感到兴奋的时候,
says, is anybody thirsty? Come to me and drink, and you'll never thirst again.
说任何人如果口渴的可以到我这里来，你就不再渴。
Anybody hungry, come and eat the food I'll give you. You'll never hunger again.
任何饥饿的人来吃我要给你的食物，你就不再饥渴。
You think you've experienced an amazing wedding?
你以为你参加过一个非常奇妙的婚礼吗
？You want to know what salvation is like? Come to the greatest wedding there's ever going to be in the history of the universe.
好，神邀请你去参加将来最伟大的一个婚礼。
You want to know what heaven's going to be like? Come and be part of the army that's going to put an end to all war for all time.
你想知道将来天堂是怎么回事吗？希望你也加入，能够止息所有战争的最后的战争。
You want to know what heaven's going to be like?
你想知道天堂是怎么回事？
You're going to sit down with me on my throne.
耶稣说你要与我一同坐在我的宝座上。
You're going to reign with me throughout eternity over the entire universe.
在永恒当中与我一同治理整个宇宙。
Now you're wondering, right? What's this fork about?
你现在想想说，哎呀，你给我这个叉子干什么？
Okay, this is an American culture.
这是美国的文化。
I've experienced it, but I think you must have something like this in China.
我想在中国可能有这个文化。
You know, especially on Thanksgiving,
特别是在感恩节的时候
we go over to Grandma's house.
我们去祖母的家
Well, and she spent the whole week preparing this amazing Thanksgiving dinner.
她花一个礼拜来准备这个感恩节的大餐
There's going to be turkey and ham.
有火鸡，有火腿
I mean, all kinds. I mean, you look at the spread; it's an amazing spread.
很多的食物
And then Grandma keeps offering you, "Here, have some more."
然后你的姥姥就说：“哎，多吃点，多吃点。”
No, no, I'm full. I'm really full. I'm too full.
不行，我已经吃饱了。
But she keeps trying to offer. Have some more.
他会一直说：“再吃点吧。”
Chinese are the same. No, 多一点，多一点。Come on, 吃饭。
中国人也是哈。
Yeah. Right. And then they clear the table.
好，他们把桌子收拾好之后。
And Grandma says, "Hold on to your fork. Pick up your fork. Hold on to it."
祖母说：“啊，你把叉子留着。”
Now you got to take this fork to lunch, okay?
我待会要把叉子去吃午餐哦。
Grandma says, "Take your fork."
好，你的祖母就说把叉子拿着。
You know why?
为什么？
Because the best is yet to come.
好，最好的还在后头。
It doesn't matter how good your life has been.
好，不管你的人生现在是多么的美好。
All our lives have been different.
我们的每个人生都不一样。
We've all had good times, tough times.
有的时候好，有的时候不好。
But no matter how good the good times have been,
那不管你享受了多么美好的人生
the best is yet to come. Keep your fork.
好了，最后的呢？最好的还会再发生，所以把你的叉子给留着。
Make sure you've accepted your invitation.
好，要确定你已经接受了神邀请你参加这个婚宴。
Let's pray.
我们去祷告。
I just thought, you know, keep your chopsticks.
我也想说，你要把你的筷子留下来。
The best is yet to come.
最好的还在后头。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Oh Father, how can we thank you enough for what you've done for us and what you've prepared for us?
天父，我们诚心的感谢你为我们所预备的一切。
When we really think about it, when we really calm our hearts and our minds and really think about what your word says about heaven.
当我们真的静下心来思想你所说关于天堂的事情的时候。
The truth about heaven.
而且有关天堂的真理的时候
Not the distortions of men,
不是人的扭曲的想法
or bad teachers,
或是不好的老师所教导的想法
or even the lies the devil is perpetrating,
或是撒旦所渗透进来的一些谎言
But as we look at your word and see the truth,
让我们直接进入你的话语当中，看到你所启示的真理。
How could anybody ever say no to your invitation?
怎么可能还有人对你的邀请说不要？
Lord, we pray for each person here today.
主，我们为今天在座的每一位祷告。
Pray your Holy Spirit just make it alive, make it real.
求你的圣灵使这些事情活化在我们的心中。
That you really love everybody.
你真的爱每一个人。
So much we can't fathom it till we look at the cross.
那个程度我们没有办法想象，直到我们看着十字架。
And you really, honestly do want everyone here to be with you forever and ever.
而且你真正希望你所造的每一个人，永永远远都与你同在。
Let your spirit speak to their hearts.
求你的圣灵对我们的心来说话。
Remove the veil from their eyes.
把脸上的障碍拿开。
Help them see the truth.
能够看见真理。
And run joyfully into your arms.
而且欢喜地奔跑到你的怀中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. I think Pastor Ray will simply now give time to Jackson to make an announcement.